Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Mallory from the Susan B. Anthony List. Mallory, welcome today to the Daily Spotlight.
It's great to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us what you see from your lens in D.C., the growing movement of young people engaging in the pro-life movement.
You know, when you take a look at the polling, it's clear that more and more young people are self-identifying as pro-life. And what does that mean? It means that they support the common ground legislative proposals of the pro-life movement. Things like limiting abortion after 5 months so that babies who are capable of feeling pain are protected from late-term abortion, getting the United States off the list of only one in seven nations that allows abortion after that point, you know, stopping taxpayer funding of abortion, protecting young women going into clinics, making sure that abortion facilities are being held to the same standards as other places where surgeries are being done. And when we have grown up seeing our brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews via ultrasound, hearing the heartbeat, that leaves an impression. And young people have recognized that the child in the womb is a member of the human family and certainly deserving equal protection under our nation's laws. So I think that we're a generation that's driven by human rights, driven by sort of a desire for justice and equality. And that has led to an explosion in the number of young people that call themselves pro-life.
It's a wonderful movement that is emerging, and it's only continuing to grow. To learn more about the growing pro-life movement among millennials, check out sbalist.org. That's sbalist.org. Thanks, Mallory, for joining us on today's Daily Spotlight.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.